idea for this film actually came from my fellow producer, Gil Friesen, who was the president of A&M Records back in the heyday and for many years. And he is sort of an old school Hollywood record exec. And he was the one who, I guess the official story is, he went to a Leonard Cohen concert and smoked a joint and became really obsessed with the backup singers. And so the next day he tried to find a book or a magazine or a film or something about backup singers because he wanted to learn more. And he couldn't find anything. So he decided that he wanted to make a movie about it himself. And he later went on to say that it was the most expensive joint he ever smoked.
And yeah, I think what makes it so interesting is usually, you know, documentaries have, you know, you can throw a name in a title and people will know it.
Yeah.
It's sort of based around one person, one figure, one cause. And that's not the case in this one. It's literally the people in the background.
Yeah. I mean, for us, it was really hard because there wasn't any material about backup singers and no one really knew anything about backup singers because they're the people in the background. So the research period for us was extremely difficult because there was nothing we could look at. So we basically just started contacting people who we knew had been backup singers and doing, you know, a number of what we call oral histories. I think we started with something like 50 interviews just to figure out what the story was, what the deal with backup singers are, you know, if there was a story at all to be had to make a film out of. And after the first day of interviews, I think we did 4 interviews in the first day, and immediately we knew that we were onto something really special.
How does this compare with some of your other works? I see, you know, you worked on The Tillman Story, and it seems that a lot of what you worked on has been a range of topics.
Yeah, it's funny that. This is very different than The Tillman Story. For me, you know, The Tillman Story was a really difficult, really emotional film to make. I love that film. I love that family. This film was refreshing in that it's a celebration. It's inspiring. It's happy. You know, it was so inspiring to me to be able to spend time with these women. And it's nice for me to do projects kind of that are all over the map, because by the end of it, I learned so much about a topic that I otherwise wouldn't know anything about. So I'm pretty much an authority on backup singing now, which I never thought I would be.
So what was that moment like when the documentary name was called?
On Sunday? It was really tense. I was sitting with Darlene Love and Gil Friesen's widow, and Janet Friesen, and our director Morgan Neville, and we all just grabbed hands as Bradley Cooper said, and the Oscar goes to, and I just grabbed Darlene so tightly, and he said 20 feet from start, and I looked over at Morgan's face and his jaw just dropped, and we looked at each other and started laughing, and it was just so unreal and amazing, and I just still, it's sinking in. I get a little teary thinking about it.
Yeah, that's certainly got to be quite a moment.
And then immediately I went into, please don't fall on your face. And for the next, you know, walking down to the stage, that's all I could think about was not falling. This is going to sound really obnoxious, but I still have sore arms because it's 8.5 pounds and they give it to you. And once I had it, you know, you don't let it go, pretty much. You take it home with you. So I had it all night. We went out to the Governor's Ball and then the Vanity Fair party and then on from there. And I was holding this basically 8.5 pound weight the whole time. So it's at my house here in California right now. Apparently they give you a traveling case in case you want to travel with it or for anybody who doesn't live here in California, which I have not yet received. But I do have it here at home with me.
What's the next project?
Actually, the next project is very exciting for me because it involves someone who spends a lot of time in Berkshire County. The director of 20 Feet from Stardom and I are doing a new film about Yo-Yo Ma and his Silk Road Ensemble, which is an ensemble that Yo-Yo put together of incredible musicians from all over the world. And we are just getting into production now. and are sort of exploring what it's going to be, but it's largely about the communication of different cultures through music.